With me on the line is Rick Buck, the original director of the Fellowship of Evangelical Baptist Churches and the former lead pastor for Emmanuel Berry. Pastor Rick, as you know, there are so many different kinds of beliefs within our community. I'm wondering, how would you show someone who's not religious, not a Christian, that they do exercise faith on some level?
Probably the number one thing that I do talk about here, it's really not a question in terms of humans having faith. It's a question of what our faith will be in. And so I just use a really, easy illustration. You go to your doctor. You don't know your doc intimately. You see his credentials on the wall in his office, et cetera. And he tells you something is wrong, and then he gives you and writes a prescription, scribbles it on a piece of paper today, and maybe put it on a computer, and then printed out, and you take it to an unknown person at a pharmacy who goes behind a wall and puts pills in a bottle and then comes back, you hand it to you, pay for it, you go home, you pop those in your mouth. People with expertise, it's a justifiable faith, but it's a faith nonetheless, right? The truth is you really have no absolute proof that what they're telling you to do or what you're going to take is healthy for you. But you have reason to believe that it's justifiable. Truth is, that's just one of many illustrations of faith. Pretty much everything humans do requires faith. It requires faith to walk across the street, requires faith on an elevator, requires faith when you eat your cereal in the morning. And it's because you have limited knowledge and you have limited capacity, you can't go research every fact. So you justifiably take and do certain things because you rely with confidence on the authorities that you believe in. And so all people, Christians and non-Christians, have faith. And for those who are Christians, we trust in God revealing himself through the scriptures. For those who aren't Christians, they trust in many other things. They trust in books they read, their professors, the media, various other things that they put their confidence in, but they do have faith. That's my fundamental argument. It's not a question of if, but a question of what we will have faith in.
And how do you help someone understand who doesn't have the same belief that they do, in fact, only have limited knowledge, that they're a limited being?
Yeah, I do things simply, interesting, knowledge. Theology and morality and philosophy, if you read those books, the basic principles of those things haven't changed that much. Really, through the epochs, they're basically the same. Interestingly enough, if you read a medical book and you go back 100 years ago and read a medical book and you read a medical book today, you'll think you're reading two different, kinds of literature. I mean, it's just the development, the change. So the reality is knowledge in certain areas of the world, in the materialistic world, is constantly changing. And so that's because we just don't know. There's so much we don't know as humans. And we, even what we, if you go back years ago in medical terms, they were letting blood out of people, right? Not giving them blood. They were taking blood from them. And it's just another illustration of the limits of human knowledge, human capacity, human discernment. We are just so tiny. And I think even the illustration of COVID is a powerful example of this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, think of this little tiny unseen virus shutting down the whole world,
right?
And we're all pivoting, trying to figure out, trying to understand it first, trying to control it, and we're just not in control, right? So we have to, at this degree, with some justification, rely on others who no more than we do, but we know they're not perfect, right? So there's no human being that knows perfectly or is able to control all things. And so I would say, really, if you get honest and real about human beings, you just see how vulnerable they are, how often we make mistakes, how often we're wrong about our assessments and our judgments. And so, don't put your confidence in human beings. Right? That would be my argument. It's not a worthy object of faith.